This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Past the RGGD time, how do you do? Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen working on things that are happening that are of import. We're checking the list and making it twice. No, wait a minute. Checking the list and how
making
does that go?
Making a list and checking it twice.
We'll do that too, yeah.
Only a curmudgeon would not know how it goes with Santa Claus.
Captain Curmudgeon. So a couple of tariff items here in the quickie department before we get to Jennifer. American sneaker company New Balance, headquartered in Boston, welcomed the president's tough trade stance and has been actively supporting it since 2016. Now, though, they are strongly opposing the latest threat to expand tariffs on China. New Balance says it's the only major company to make more than 4 million pair of athletic shoes a year in our country. Has 5 New England factories, with one more expected to open up in the next year or so. So the catch here, it needs to import component parts from China that are no longer made here in our country. See, this is a lesson so that we all know what is being made here and what isn't being made here. When we talk about some of the electronic things that we all have in our lives, we say, we're not going to buy anything from China. Well, the challenge is to find stuff in the electronics field that isn't, made in China. And so apparently the same thing has happened here. The proposed tariffs, according to New Balance, will, quote, risk our company's overall financial health, which will in turn limit our ability to maintain and reinvest in our American factories. New Balance is going to join a lot of those who are opposed to this proposal in the new round of tariffs on Chinese goods. There are a lot of hearings, as you can imagine, scheduled this week and next week to try to figure out what to do. There are 300 company executives who've signed on so far, and some of these trade group officials scheduled to testify. There are all kinds of companies, as you can imagine, apparel, toys, fishing, works, fireworks. So these companies either represent products that they need to manufacture their goods here, or they simply, some of these companies just simply import and then they resell. So what do we do? I didn't really know that there was a tariff problem with India, but apparently there is, because the same sort of thing is happening now. They're imposing some retaliatory tariffs on us. 28 U.S. products, including apples and almonds and walnuts.
The farmers even harder.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because of the stuff that they import from us, it's like the soybean farmers have been hit. I never even knew this, but India buys more almonds from us than any other country. Yeah. Do you know that about almonds? I didn't know that.
$543 million a year. So one of the things, though, that this does bring back around. At first, I was unimpressed by this attempt because it affected the farmers. And I'm not sure where I am right now, because the more you dig into this stuff, these tariffs, and you see how, I guess the word may be ill-advantaged, we have somehow or other during the last 20 years or so allowed ourselves, or 30 years, to back into deals or to get backed into corners on deals. And we're, not that we need to rattle the sabers around, but we have the most productive, the strongest economy in the world. There are lots of things about us that are better than any other country, and certainly stronger, in a stronger position than other countries. So how have we let ourselves get into the NAFTA deal and into the European deals, the China deal? Why do we say yes to all these people in the first place? Is it because it's good for business initially? And then it turns out that it isn't so good for business when you look at it. And is Trump the first one who's realized it? Because he's really the first businessman that's been in this job for, some people thought George Bush was a businessman, not a very good one. So, and I guess it depends on how you define good. as well, as a good businessman. So, you know, under the circumstances, what really goes on here? Is this better? Many people say it's better for us in the long term because we've been pushed around by these countries. It's time we put our foot down, especially China, where we become so dependent on their stuff. So, it seems to be a conundrum for most people. In your circle of friends, Jennifer, what do they say? Is this a good deal or a bad deal, all these tariffs?
I think the sad thing is I think it becomes politically whether or not you like the president. I don't think anybody actually really reads into why we need to do this. I think tariffs, I'm a Republican, I don't like tariffs, but what I do think is important is that we have to, it's almost like going on a diet. It makes people uncomfortable in the short term, but in the long term, if we don't do this, we're going to all be speaking Chinese in 10 years. This is not something to mess around with. We are getting the short end of the stick. We are the most powerful country out there, but somehow our leaders have put us in the weakest position.
Yeah, and that's the question. Why?
And so why they did that, I don't know. Were they making other deals that were attached to poor trade deals for our country? I don't know. But the one thing that, there are many things that I like about President Trump. But one thing that I like about him is that he's doing this because it's the right thing to do. It's not politically popular. It may even cost him an election, but he's doing it because it's the right thing to do for the country. And I applaud that. It takes a politician with a backbone to actually do this when even people in your own party don't like it. It's not like he's making anybody happy with the tariffs, but I think people understand when they really dig in why it's necessary.
Victoria, what do you think?
Well, I agree with Jen. I think there are a lot of necessary components to it, and I don't know where this began. This all started a very long time ago.
Started really with Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, I mean, then, you know, that's...
Well, maybe Nixon with a China deal. I mean, somewhere in that vicinity, though, or is it after the Vietnam War?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I hate the fact that I'm not a fan of China as a nation. I have no love for China really at all. And I think that they have poisoned, they've poisoned so many things. They've killed our animals. They've killed our dogs with their poisonous pet food that people unfortunately, you know, don't read labels and don't know about. It's just, I have zero love for China, and I hate that everything that you buy has a Made in China sticker on it. Would I love to see everything say Made in America? Of course. But, you know, I don't know that it's that realistic. And when you go back to the New Balance story, that's a great American company. I have friends who work for New Balance, and they love, it's just a wonderful company. They're great to their employees. It's a real American tradition. And
yeah,
to have
American
them,
yeah.
And to them, for them to even have to say, like, look, we have to buy this stuff from China because it's just not made here. You know, that's part of the problem. Maybe someone should come up with a solution of figuring out how to make stuff here again.
In America.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. I'm going to give you a stark example of what China is about. And this is strictly, I'm in Los Angeles, came out for, as I do often, but this was Father's Day weekend, this past weekend. So I decided that I would, as a kid said, well, you're coming out here for, Miles said to me, Gramps. So, yeah, of course, I came for Father's Day. And yesterday, well, we were the day before, I remember it was, I guess it was Saturday. It was either Friday or Saturday. Saturday. Yeah, I didn't come out until Saturday morning. We're at the one of the playgrounds that Miles likes to go to. So I took him over. Megan and I were chatting about things. And a family came in. Obviously, they were Chinese. You could tell by what they were saying and the way their appearance. But what's stark about this is that all of the children were dressed exactly the same. Black pants and a white shirt. Same shoes, same socks. And Megan and I looked at each other, and we thought, this is not how we, you know, normally would you think this. But this is the communist way. The communist way is to get everybody to look alike, to think alike. And even if they come over here, they seem to have, they have that inculcated. So all of these kids looked exactly the same. It was like they were in uniforms. And it wasn't scary, but it was very eye-opening. And we weren't the only ones that noticed it, although I think we were paying close attention to it. These children, every single one of them, was dressed in exactly the same shirt with the same logo, the same pants, everything. And that's what they require in China. You've got to all look the same. It's very, so they've come over here for whatever the reason. Maybe they're working here. I don't know what they're doing. I didn't get that, and it wasn't any of my business. But it was just to observe that social thing. They were all dressed the same. They are taught to think alike, not to challenge or question, And it was really quite an eye-opening lesson, frankly. All right, so Jennifer, what do you have that's hot?
An update on Notre Dame. Remember the fire that really kind of, it didn't destroy, but really took a toll on the cathedral in Paris. There's an update on some of the money that's being donated to make these improvements and upgrades to get people back into Notre Dame, which is one of the top tourist destinations in Paris. Apparently, U.S. donors have given 90% of the money behind the first $4.1 million restoration payment for Notre Dame Cathedral. Now, remember, French billionaires after the fire pledged hundreds of millions of dollars to rebuild the cathedral after the fire in April, but their donations have yet to materialize. Isn't that interesting? Interesting to figure it out, but that first the first stage is going on. They're trying to get it redone and open again in the next couple of years, and clearly they're going to need that money from those donors as they promised to get that to happen.
Yeah, I read that they had $953 million was raised, but less than 10% of that has actually even reached the hands of the people in charge of trying to rebuild it. So they did a, I don't know if you guys saw the images from this, but they did a mass. It was the first service that they've done since the fire, and the priests are all wearing construction helmets, but they broadcast it on TV because they're trying to, like, get the donations going.
Once again, America comes to the plate, steps up first. Back to America being the most generous. We are the best in most areas, and this is another example of it. 19 after the hour here on the DJV program.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hi, I'm Paul. I know what you're thinking. Oh, great. Another wireless ad. I know how you feel. And it seems like they're always full of this complicated, tricky language about their networks and offers and blah, blah, blah. Well, Sprint is going to do things differently and let you decide for yourself with their new 100% total satisfaction guarantee. Try it for 30 days, love it, or your money back. See? Simple. Now get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10e included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. So switch now. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
30-day guarantee with new line of service. S10e, 128GB, $15 a month after $16.25 a month credit for 18 months credit applied within 2 bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 6:30/20, pay $32 a month per line with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Can you imagine going to jail and losing everything? Having your book banned? Sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it? Well, there's a fellow named Charles Pixley, and that's exactly what happened after he discovered a product called 714X and organized a team of doctors to do research and test it. In his book, Do No Harm with 714X, Pixley asked what happened to the healing arts in America. Cancer alone has become a big business. Is the FDA and Big Pharma holding back treatments and cures to protect their multi-billion dollar diagnosis and treatment businesses? After decades of research, months in prison, and 22 years of silence, Charles Pixley is speaking out again. His book, Do No Harm with 714X. You can get a copy of it for $10 when you use the promo code DJV at 714xbook.com. That's 714xbook.com, promo code DJV. Education is the best medicine.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And I'm moving like I'm in a trance. Oh, I know it's crazy, but baby, let's lay down and dance. When it comes to love, my heart is black and it's blue. So I was romance. Girl, you're something I'm counting on you. You're my brand new second chance. My friends all tell me that I'm not your kind. They say I better pray your love is blind. You got to say
I'm gonna recognize his voice. You might not think this was the style Garth Brooks is most known for. I think it's more like pop than it is country. Anybody else agree with me on this? This song, Lay Down and Dance? Yeah, right. He really, though, make it on the pop charts? I never hear any of his songs on any AC stations. But this one might make it there, as it turns out. Lay Down and Dance. Garth Brooks interrupting his current run of stadium dates with a smaller and much more intimate appearance outside of Detroit. There's a radio station there having a hoedown. Brooks was the surprise guest during the radio station WYCD's 37th hoedown at the Energy Music Theater, which is a smaller venue than he's used to, 15,000 seats in an amphitheater. 15-minute performance commemorated the 30th anniversary of his first and only other appearance at the festival. A couple of months after the release of his self-titled debut album, he said, quote, I was lucky enough to play this gig 30 years ago. Has he been around that? It's hard to believe he's been around 30 years. So I just wanted to come out and say thank God and thank you guys for the ride of my life. Brooks followed with partial versions of favorites like That Summer, Two Pina Coladas, The River, and The Thunder Rolls, letting the crowd sing almost as much as he did, so they certainly know what goes on with him. After the dance, the headliner of the hoedown, Brantley Gilbert, came on stage to request an encore. Brooks finished with another sing-along, Friends in Low Places. That's my favorite.
That sounds like a great one.
It sure is, yeah.
If they were really able to keep his surprise appearance under wraps, that's amazing. Can you imagine being in that crowd and all of a sudden, like, the biggest country star, like, on the planet comes out?
Shows
that's
up.
Huge.
Yep. Yeah, very big. So anyway, when he walked off, they had a video of his hoedown show when he was there first in 1989. He said, funny how the circle sometimes completes itself. I came here 30 years ago with just a dream, and you guys treated me like somebody. I came back tonight with just a guitar, and you treated me like everybody. So then he moves on now. Later in the month, he goes back onto the stadium tour, starting in Eugene, Oregon. Four more dates to follow in the U.S. and in Canada. So there's the story. Garth Brooks in our musical focus here. Moving along to another. Wasn't Trisha Yearwood his wife?
They are married.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're married now. Okay.
Yeah. All right. They've been married for a while now, right, Jen?
Yeah.
They seem to be quite devoted to each other, too, right?
Yeah, they're cute.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, she, Mrs. Garth Brooks, known as Trisha Yearwood, gearing up, spent a lot of the fall this year on the road as part of the Every Girl on Tour. The tour kicks off October 3rd in Nashville for 3 nights. She performs with the Nashville Symphony Orchestra. That sounds like be kind of fun, actually. Did you see the profile on 60 Minutes this weekend? The story of the new conductor of the New York Philharmonic. What an interesting story, the guys. Yeah, it was fascinating, frankly. Anyway, this tour for Trisha Yearwood goes to New York, Boston, Chicago, among other cities. She said, quote, I can't wait to take my tour solo for the first time in 5 years. I've been absolutely overwhelmed by the positive response to Every Girl in This Town. And as enthusiastic as folks are about my new music and upcoming tour, I don't think there's anybody more excited about it than me. So good for her. Trisha Yearwood in our music focus here on the DJV show at 28 past the hour.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Call from Georgia. Chad, what's shaking in Macon?
I know the F-150 kicks butt and takes names.
Like how the high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy F-150 thrashes the competition with best-in-class towing and torque?
Mm-hmm, not surprised. Totally saw that coming.
Chad, how do you know so much about F-150 beating the competition?
I drive the competition. Got a 10-year lease.
Kind of embarrassing, huh?
Maybe I shouldn't advertise that fact on a national talk radio show.
Good call. The Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the
best-in-class claims with properly configured vehicles. Class is full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
Now get a 2019 F-150 with 0% financing for 72 months, only at your Ford dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance, regardless of down payment. Program number 21040 on 2019 Ford F-150. Not available on Raptor. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/119. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Kia Soul, what started as an icon, has evolved into a whole new species. The Soul X line specializes in adventure with a nasty case of restless car syndrome. The high-minded Soul EX is dressed up and kitted out with more tech than we can mention here. And the Soul GT line turbo is a true apex predator with a turbocharged drive to defy. The new species of Soul, the 2020 Soul. Give it everything.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Warning to Iran as more U.S. troops being deployed to the region. The Navy releasing new photographs, evidence Iran responsible for attacking two ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Dramatic death as the former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi dies during a court hearing. He had a history of health issues, but his death being investigated. Fashion giant Gloria Vanderbilt has passed away. She was 95 years old.
In the 1970s, Vanderbilt became known for her lines of fashions, perfumes, household goods, all bearing her name. She was also an early developer of designer blue jeans and the mother of CNN TV anchor Anderson Cooper.
Gloria Vanderbilt was 95 years old when she died. What an extraordinary life. What an extraordinary mom. And what an incredible woman.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Actually 34 at the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn. Kara Schillen's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Before we get to Victoria's big story this half hour, a couple of quickies. I was very interested to note the trends in hemp oil. We talk about this on the air. We talk about it off the air. The things I just said to Jennifer a few minutes ago, because she has some allergies, and they've shown up as skin allergies. So I said, put some hemp oil on it. And then I started thinking back to what's going on in my home state of Massachusetts in comparison to every other state in the country. And the reason that I tell you the story is not necessarily because of what's being done by the state to prevent the folks who have CBD oil, they're making it, putting it in food, putting it in all kinds of things that are helpful to us health-wise and otherwise. But because of the influence of Big Pharma, and let this be a lesson to people around the country who are onto this, the Big Pharma influence in Massachusetts because of what companies are located there has so, this is New Jersey, I think, has some noise being made in this area, but I don't know if they've done the same thing Massachusetts is doing. They have, last week announced, the state said they are going to prohibit anybody who manufactures any kind of CBD product, any kind of hemp oil product, from claiming that it's good for anything. and that it can't be. You can use it in food, but you can't tell people that you're using it in food. You can use it in Salves or whatever, but you can't tell people that you put it in there. This is the most asinine, backward, obvious influence of big pharma that you can find in the country. And as I said, because they're big pharmaceutical companies located in New Jersey as well, it'll be interesting to see what Corbin.
Well, we've got medical marijuana here, but it's been a slow burn.
Yeah, marijuana has nothing to do with hemp. That's the problem that people keep saying.
Well, we've got tons of CBD stuff. That's all. Yeah, they haven't stopped that yet. But we have medical marijuana. But we have, and they're opening up a bunch more dispensaries for medical marijuana. But for whatever reason, New York and New Jersey, even though they're blue states and have kind of been vocal about moving forward with legalizing recreational marijuana, absolutely nothing has been done. So it's kind of something's up. It's very. It is weird. Yeah.
Yeah. Right, but it's very interesting to see the power of these people. Make no mistake about it. They'll try to. Interesting because some of the companies that are doing this, that are making hemp oil products and CBG, have ramped up radio spending. There are a lot of people that are buying radio time to sell this product or these products because there are lots of different products that you can buy. They're on the market. You know, go to Whole Foods, they're loaded with them. And most of the national drug chains, they have all of this stuff all over the place. You can get it, you know, most anywhere. CBD is
I don't know how much longer
now.
They'll be able to, you know, stem
hold it
the tide.
Off?
Yeah, I don't think, right. I don't, it's just, I think at some point the dam is going to burst and everyone's going to understand that there are alternatives. Look, there's nothing wrong with taking a medication that you need, but there are a lot of alternatives where, you may not have to go with the prescription drug stuff. So
right.
I think that's eventually people are going to catch on to that.
Mm-hmm. All right. The other thing that I want to make note of, I don't know how many of you have watched on HBO, there's been a series, it's a dramatic series about Chernobyl. You're all familiar with Chernobyl,
I can't
right?
even watch it.
Yeah.
I've heard it's very disturbing.
My mom's been watching it. She can't take it.
Yeah.
Well, because the catastrophe that was Chernobyl had such an impact not only on that region, but basically on people's attitude toward nuclear power all around the world. And this is what I'm getting. I have watched a little of it. I don't want to see the gore that came about as a result of what happened because of the explosion. That plant was made out of cardboard. The Russians knew that they were making a flimsy plant, but they wanted to get into the powers. They wanted, like a lot of other things with the Russians, they wanted to be in it with the rest of the world, but they always do it the cheap way. The Russians, I don't know that I would say this about the Chinese, but the Russians always cheap everything out. Everything is cheap, cheap, cheap. Poorly constructed, just. And so, with this HBO series, there are two things that I get out of it. One, that this Chernobyl thing was a horror show for the people there, and the Russians didn't give a damn about it anyway. It's just. I remember landing in Kiev back in the 90s after it happened, two or three years after it happened. And I was only. The airport's only 30 miles from the Chernobyl plant. And what had happened there in that region to the farms, to the animals, to the things that were growing on these farms. It just really, just to see it, you wouldn't believe it.
It's horrible.
But then the other side of it is that there, if you do it the right way, there is such a need, especially when we talk so much about the environment and those sorts of things, appropriately so, for nuclear power as well as solar power or wind power or whatever it is, because if it's done right, it's good. We need nuclear power more than ever because of the impact of fossil fuels. And people say, well, what about the stuff that comes, the spent rods and all that stuff? If it's handled properly, and that's why you don't want the Russians messing, and I don't even know if you want the Chinese messing with it because they don't give a damn. But when you have responsible companies and countries doing this, it can be a big boon. I know that's what I've taken away.
Well, in Japan, it was only a few years ago that they had the nuclear accident there, and that made it all the way to the fish on the West Coast. I mean, they were catching fish that were clearly had been poisoned with nuclear waste. So, and I consider Japan to be pretty technologically savvy and responsible, so it can happen anywhere.
I just think it's stunning. My mom told me that they said 31 people died, I think, but the real number was like 93,000.
Yeah.
What, in Chernobyl? Or the accident in Japan?
No, with Chernobyl.
And again, the Russians didn't give a damn. And they don't. They just don't. All right, so that's my summary of my view of the HBO show. What do we have, Victoria?
A kind of an interesting and disturbing story. That's it's a developing story, so we'll probably be hearing more about this in the coming weeks. But according to an investigation from a nonprofit news organization, they have found that hundreds of active and retired police officers and law enforcement personnel are congregating in private Facebook groups where they have been caught engaging in open racism, Islamophobia, and even lend support to violent anti-government groups. And so they have identified, it's about 400 and so many people they've identified are current officers or retired, and it's really scary when you think about like the kind of stuff that they're participating in, the language that's being used, the language that's been exposed. These are private Facebook groups, so they're not available to the public. They are only, you have to join in, and essentially, you know, you have to be a part of the movement. And so Facebook has remained kind of quiet on this. They said they're looking into it, but because of some of these threads that have now come out, and several news sites have reported this, there are investigations being opened up in police stations across the country now, because they want to, rightfully so, they want to see what's happening, and they want to know what's going on with their officers. And this is not even just in one specific area. This has been, these groups have been mapped across the country. And so there's a lot of activity here. Now, Facebook is getting, they're getting some heat too, because Facebook has been very vocal about cracking down on hate speech and things like that, because they say it violates their user agreements. And so they have these, I mean, but I don't understand why. I guess some of the question in the tech end of it is why are they not flagging groups that are actually using phrases like Ku Klux Klan, Confederate Brothers and Sisters, you know, anti-government things, militia groups. It's Facebook's, I don't know, I'm not sure what's going on with Facebook, but this is going to completely blow up in their face. And ultimately, this is obviously the larger issue here, is that they have 400 users who are confirmed to be either currently employed as police officers, sheriffs, and prison guards, or they're retired in those positions. And so it just kind of shows there's obviously a very strong sentiment that is pretty racist, and we know that, and Islamophobic too.
There needs to be at the top. They need to get a handle on this. They need to clean these elements out. I'm thinking about two different episodes of popular TV shows that have addressed this very issue recently. There was an episode of Blue Bloods where the internal workings of one of these groups became a theme, actually. Not just one episode, but it became a theme of much of the series for that particular season. And Chicago PD recently did the same sort of thing with an element of Chicago police, the police department, members of the police department being completely racist, shooting a black guy for no reason, that kind of stuff. Asking, you know, in that circumstance, asking the questions that need to be asked. I think you're right about that.
And you know, these are cops who are living in Los Angeles, New York City, other major cities. This is not something where you say, oh, okay, this is some, you know, rural sheriff and like two deputies or whatever. This is a big group of police officers throughout the entire country. And militia movements, that's pretty scary too.
Shameful. 45 past the hour on the DJV program.
Valero salutes you and all your finest moments. For those times you go beyond what you thought possible. Whether that looks like running that extra mile or that extra errand. For taking on a new challenge, a new adventure, or a new route to work. Wherever life's finest moments take you, get there with the finest fuel. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel. It keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/doctor. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/doctor. That's 4hims.com/doctor for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/doctor.
Kia Soul, what started as an icon, has evolved into a whole new species. The Soul X line specializes in adventure with a nasty case of restless car syndrome. The high-minded Soul EX is dressed up and kitted out with more tech than we can mention here. And the Soul GT line turbo is a true apex predator with a turbocharged drive to defy. The new species of Soul, the 2020 Soul. Give it everything.
Good morning, Uglyville!
Every ugly doll is unique.
I'm Moxie.
Bubba.
Wade.
Those close to me call me Slick Doll.
Which is not his name.
And every child is, too.
He can be pretty lovable.
That's why when you travel, you should make sure your child is in the right seat for their age and size.
That sounds pretty great to me.
Keep them safe by visiting nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Isn't that right, gibberish cat?
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
This is a very interesting situation. We always find ourselves looking around. I think there are so many things that are happening in the universe. And it isn't just our universe here. It's the universe in general. It sort of gives some people the willies, though, when I was looking at the results of Men in Black over the weekend. And this is really sort of a play. Don't you think, ladies, on the whole business of we're not alone, it's supposed to be a comedy, and it's supposed to be a drama, and it's supposed to, you know, it's full of creepy crawly creatures. I remember seeing the first one. Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith were in the first one. And it was, I forget who else was in it, but it was, I didn't know what to expect, so I went. And even though creepy crawly creatures just give me, like that Godzilla movie that's around now. I saw about 30 seconds of the trailer in another movie before it came out, and I just thought, oh my God, why would you want to watch that stuff? And then, you know, you bring it around to Men in Black and the creepy crawly creatures that are in that. Even though they're cleverly done, it does give us cause to think about who else is around. It really does. I think if there are beings that are capable of replicating us, and I'm betting that there are. Do you think that's too wild and too far out or not? Yes? No?
Who knows? Maybe.
Yeah.
You're always a little far out.
Thank you, Jennifer. That's very nice.
You're welcome.
Well, I have a great imagination. I think it plays well, certainly in some of our conversations here on the DJV program, where it's 10 minutes for the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are we all ready to eat well this summer? Oh, do we? Even that's an oxymoron here. Eating well does not necessarily go with the summer when you consider how much food is cooked outside. But is it all bad? The editor-in-chief of Eating Well magazine, Jesse Price, is here with us to talk about what we ought to, maybe some of the tips that she has from her perch as to eating well and still enjoying the things that go with summertime. Nice to have you here, Jesse. How are you doing?
I am doing great. I'm so glad to be here. And, you know, summer, I have to say, really is all about eating well because it's farmers market season.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. You live up in Vermont, where I live in Massachusetts, and a lot of people around the country that are listening. We have a lot of listeners in the areas of the country where farming is first, and people live in rural America, so they know about what you are speaking. Although I think now there are more farmers markets almost anywhere and everywhere, aren't there, than there used to be?
Yeah, so in the last 25 years, the number of farmers markets has gone from about 23 or 2,500 to over 8,000 across the U.S. So it is definitely not a rural just a Midwestern thing or anything. I mean, farmers markets are everywhere. Absolutely. It's everyone is into them these days, and that's good news, for eating well, for sure.
So you've written a book, Eating Well Vegetables. You organize vegetables from A to Z. How does that, let's get a little summary or a syllabus of that book.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that book was so fun to work on, and it was something that I pitched to our publisher. I said, how about, a reference book all about vegetables? Because vegetables, are kind of the absolute core of our messaging around what is healthy. We always say, you know, if we can just get people just to get excited about vegetables and eat a little more produce, they're probably going to be healthier. It doesn't have to be complicated. It's actually really simple. Just that one small step can improve almost all of our diets. So we pitched the book, the publisher liked the idea, and we were thrilled. So it's arranged A to Z, as you said. Each vegetable has its own chapter, and it has information like, you know, the sort of background information about the vegetable, how it grows, where it came from, what kind of cuisine it's used in. Then we have basic, you know, shopping advice, prepping advice, storage advice, really basic, you know, how to cook it, just like how to roast it, how to grill it, how to steam it. But then we, each chapter also, of course, has full-blown recipes for that vegetable.
All right. So you also advise, be your, I was going to fall for the trap, BYOB, but the B here doesn't mean booze. It means bag. All right. How's that? This is good environmental advice.
Oh, yeah, that's right up my alley. So when you go to the farmer's market, I would say absolutely bring your own bags. That is good for the environment, but it's also good for the farmer. So one of the farmers we talked to for this story in the magazine right now that's all about how to crush the farmer's market like a pro, that farmer told us that last year he spent $4,000 on shopping bags for the farmer's market. So that can have a real impact on a farmer's bottom line. So absolutely, bring your own bags. I would also say, you know, speaking of the farmer's bottom line, bring cash. Most farmers today at the farmer's market will accept credit cards, but if you can pay with cash, you're putting a couple extra percentage points in their pocket, and that's good for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good. I'm a farmer. I don't know if you knew that, if you were told I'm a dairy farmer.
No.
I'm just being a broadcaster. And I have I have an ice cream farmer's market on my farm. You can go to eastleyfarm.com and see what goes on my farm. But so this is going to affect what you find at the farmer's market and what you pay for it. But I think you've done a fabulous service here. If you go to eatingwell.com, Eating Well Magazine's website is eatingwell.com, you can take advantage of all the work that Jesse has done, not only the books, but the magazine, understand how to work the farmer's market, what really is fresh, what really is local, and then, you know, there are a few people coming to town from someplace else that probably are not worth as much time as the locals, but there's all kinds of great ways to find the right food and to cook it well. This is a great job, Jesse. Congratulations on your work. Eatingwell.com. Jesse Price here on the DJB Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.